This is HPR episode 2775 entitled, My YouTube Subscriptions #4, and is part of the series, YouTube Subscriptions. It is hosted by Ahuka, and is about 20 minutes long, and carries a clean flag. The summary is, part 4 of my list of subscribed channels.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Hello, this is Ahuka welcoming you to Hack Republic Radio and another exciting episode, and I'm going to continue telling you about all of the YouTube subscriptions that I follow. And so the next one on my list is something called the Holly Hobbs, and this is basically, I think I found out about them originally because they do a lot of stuff about the Beatles, but they do other kinds of, culture stuff. So I'll just read through a few of these. Why did Freddie Mercury write Bohemian Rhapsody? Why do people hate Yoko Ono? Why did George Harrison write While My Guitar Gently Reaps? What's the story behind Toto's Africa? So, you know, it's sort of pop culture kinds of stuff, and I enjoy that, so I got that on there. Next is a channel, Adam Neely. Now, Adam is an interesting guy. He's a bass player and a composer living in New York City. Does a lot of stuff about music theory, as well as some stuff about gigging in New York and your career and all kinds of stuff. So, you know, for instance, how to play music in 9/8 time. All right. Well, that's interesting. So, correct music theory analysis. What is a lower interval limit? So, if you're not into music, on a technical level, that might not appeal to you, but you know, I've been performing music most of my life, so it's I always find it interesting. And the next one is Airstream of Scottsdale. Scottsdale is in Arizona, so it's the Southwest, and so this is a dealer, and so a lot of their stuff is promoting what they're doing. I don't know if they've done anything recent. It looks to me like most of the stuff I'm looking at is about 2 years old. So, you know, that may eventually drop off, but I have it on there for now. The next one I'll mention is one called Alternate History Hub. Alternate History Hub, what's alternate history? Well, you know, what if things had turned out differently? Okay, so some recent one. What if horses never existed? Right. That would have made some interesting differences. What if Rome never existed? This was a two-parter. What if Germany won World War I? What if the South won the American Civil War? It's all speculation, but it's interesting stuff. My first degree was in history, so that's why you're going to see history show up on a lot of the stuff that I do. And you know, I think this is an interesting interesting channel. And next is the Alton Brown channel. Alton Brown is on the Food Network, had a show called Good Eats that I was a big fan of. He also, you know, does concert performances, so to speak. And I got to tell you, the time that I saw him was one of the funniest things. He's a great performer. So if you get a chance to see him live, you know, I would do it. So his channel, I think, is one that is pretty interesting. Next is one called Apartment Sessions. And I found out about this through Adam Neely, who I mentioned a minute ago. And this is in New York. And what happens is you get like 70 musicians crowded into a single apartment, and crowd is the operative word here. It has to be seen to be believed. And they work up a piece of music and perform it and film it and put it out on YouTube. And Adam Neely frequently participates in it, but not always. And it's a tremendous amount of fun. You know, if you enjoy music at all, you would probably find this very interesting. Next is another RV channel called A Stream in Life. This is a couple who sold the house, retired early, and decided to just go live in their RV and travel around and have fun. And, you know, I didn't manage the retire early part, but it's a lot of fun to see what they're doing when they get out there. So that's a channel that I like. Another one is called Big Truck, Big RV. And this is a fellow in Texas, I believe. I think he's on the Gulf Coast of Texas. And so he is into trucks and RVs. And of course, those two things tend to go together because most people who have a towable RV, you know, which would be a fifth wheel or a travel trailer, will tow it with a truck, you know, some kind of a pickup truck. So he takes a look at both of those, and you know, it's good information if you need to know more about that. Next one is an animated channel by a cartoonist named Bill Holbrook, and I follow, he's got like three or four web comics that I follow. And one of them is used for this animated thing, and it's about once a month, I think, they come out with something. So the main character is a young lady who is a goth, and her name is Dethany. And you know, she's all in white and black, and you know, her desk is shaped like a coffin and stuff like that. It's kind of weird, but I like weird. So okay, the next channel I want to mention is CGP Grey. Now the stuff he does is also kind of animated drawings. And they can be very interesting. You know, he's one of the people who's been around doing it for a while. So, you know, it's just whatever he feels like talking about. So who owns the Statue of Liberty? The difference between the United Kingdom, Great Britain, and England. The simple solution to traffic. All right. So, It's just whatever he feels like doing. And it's kind of interesting stuff. So there you have it. Next, I want to talk about Crash Course. This is from the same group of people, Complexly, that I talked about previously, that do the SciShow. I think we talked about SciShow and SciShow Space, and there's others. Crash Course is basically a umbrella for a series of specific courses. So they have done things on literature, on history, on the various sciences. So there was, you know, SciShow Physics, SciShow Chemistry, SciShow Biology, theater, film, engineering, just a whole bunch of different things. History of science. So there's just a ton of stuff. And it's all very interesting. So, you know, if you've listened to some of the things that I've done, some of the shows I've done where I bring statistics in, they did a whole course on SciShow statistics. Some very good stuff there if you want to get up to date on some of those kinds of things. So highly recommended. Okay, next, deep sky videos. Now this is specifically astronomy, and it's not just the locals. When they say deep sky, you know, they might mean astronomy about things that are outside the Milky Way galaxy, which generally speaking is the case. Here's some exact, and this is, I think this may be another one of Brady Heron's series. He's the one who did computer file, number file, and there'll be more that we'll talk about. Very busy fellow. Exoplanets in the Beehive Cluster. M99, Spiral Galaxy and its Mystery Nova. M38, Open Cluster and its Little Companion. M87, Infinity in Your Hands. Now, all those M numbers are Messier numbers. Messier was an astronomer who was trying to look for comets. And comets would look like kind of fuzzy blobs, but comets would move over time. And so when he found things that were looked like fuzzy blobs to him, and this is a few hundred years ago, I think, he basically made a catalog of all the fuzzy blobs that never moved so that he would know to ignore them. And it turns out there are things like galaxies, and, you know, with better telescopes and better resolution, we can now see that they're not just fuzzy blobs. Anyway, deep sky videos, if you like astronomy, that's something you might want to check out. And then Doctor Who, okay? There is an official Doctor Who channel on YouTube, and it is, you know, mostly promotional. You might see some interviews. You might see some promotion of upcoming events, what have you. I'm a big Doctor Who fan, so I am quite happy to subscribe to this channel. Then, Emperor Tiger Star. This is another history one. And Emperor Tiger Star tends to do things with maps. That's his thing. So what he'll do is he'll go through maybe a particular event or the history of a particular area and show how it changes over time. History of Bulgaria every year. That was about a 5-minute one right there. World War II in Europe every day. That was a 7-minute video. World War II in Europe and the Pacific every day. That was another 7-minute video. History of the Thracians every year. That was only a 2-minute video. So basically, you're looking at a map and the borders keep shifting over time. So, you know, it's okay. Not anything absolutely astounding, but fun. Next, Fastway Trailer Products. And it's more information, all right? They sell a variety of products. They do instructional videos, what have you. And, you know, that's kind of one of the things I'm into, so I do that. FYFD, FY Fluid Dynamics. You know, fluid dynamics is a branch of science you may or may not have ever heard of, but it's interesting. So they just did one, for instance, on the physics of the Boston molasses flood. You may never have heard of that particular event in history, but what happened was in the very early 1900s, I think it was, maybe the first decade, there was a huge tank full of molasses that had too much molasses, and the tank gave way, and there was a flood, and it killed a number of people. And you might think, well, you know, molasses can't move that fast. Well, when there's that much of it, it can, it turns out. So they talked about that. Video on underwater snakes, getting water out of your ears when swimming, you know, just weird little stuff from, you know, what is the science of water pressure? All right, so nice little videos. I, you know, average about 5 minutes. And Haylett RV. Haylett RV is a dealer here in Michigan. So most of what they do is videos about RVs that they have for sale. They might be new, they might be used ones that came in trade. Occasionally it'll be instructional. I have found it worth taking a few minutes to take a look at these. Now, they're videos that can vary, but probably most of the ones where they're showing off a trailer of some kind are going to be about 15 minutes. The more instructional ones might be 5 or 6 minutes. Next one I want to mention, It's Okay to Be Smart, from PBS Digital Studios with Joe Hansen, PhD, who evidently decided that it was interesting to take a look at different science topics. And it could be almost anything. So how an igloo keeps you warm. All right. You think, okay, you're up north, you're making something out of ice. How is it that's going to keep you warm inside? Well, he'll explain. Are we all related? You know, you may have heard that there is, and I think the answer is basically yes. why is blue so rare in nature? Do fish pee? Can we get older without aging? So, you know, it's just a general science thing. Could be almost anything. Less Junk, More Journey. And this is another RV one. This was a couple who had a very young daughter when they decided to sell their house and just hit the road. And initially they had a fifth wheel trailer, and then they went into a Class A motorhome, and then moved into an Airstream travel trailer. Now they've got another baby on the way. It should be interesting, but they think they can continue to live the RV lifestyle even with a family of four. But it's interesting to see how that happens, and I've very much enjoyed following their story. And then there's the long, long honeymoon. Another couple who live in an RV. And so, yeah, as I said, there's a lot of these that I subscribe to. If you're not interested, you would probably never subscribe to them, but you know, it's a thing that I'm into. And then the next one, Matt's RV Reviews. Okay. This is a guy who works for an RV dealer. And so he just does these promotional things, you know, here's an RV. So sometimes it's just, here's what we've got for sale. Let's take a look at it. Other times it can be instructional. So it's interesting to follow if you're into that sort of thing. And so I am starting to approach now here the 20-minute mark. So I think this is probably a good opportunity for me to say, don't forget to support free software, and bye-bye.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.